There wasn't exactly a big break between the end of the spring sports season and preparation for what's to come. Raiders Express began at Hastings High School on June 10th, and kids have been in and out of the Hastings High School weight room and more over the past couple of weeks. The Raiders Express strength and conditioning program will continue through July. One of the instructors for the Raiders Express program, multi-sport coach Jason Cook, joined KDWA Sports to tell us more about the program. Raiders Express has grown by leaps and bounds since its inception back in the late 90s.
Yeah, we don't give the kids any break. We got out of school on whatever it was, June 6th, and then graduation was June 7th, and we started Raiders Express right away on June 10th. So they didn't have much of a summer, but most of the kids loved coming in for an hour and a half each day and getting to work. We have a weight room portion that they spend about an hour doing some lifting and things like that, and then we do some type of speed and conditioning each day. And so far, kids are doing great, and yeah, just working hard. And obviously, they have a lot of drive in terms of, hey, they want to get better for whatever sport they're going to be playing, you know, whether it's football in the fall or soccer. Or we have different groups of kids that are put together to kind of tailor it towards, you know, the teams that are going to be coming up and having their sports in the fall. So far, so good. Kids have been awesome. And, you know, like you said, kind of a program that has developed and done a great job over the past several years.
Although the weight room is definitely the centerpiece of Raiders Express, the program isn't all about weightlifting. Coach Cook with more.
No, I mean, we do a lot of different things. I mean, weights is obviously a big part of it. And even weightlifting has changed and evolved over the past several years in terms of what we're doing and some of the lifts and activities that we do. But yeah, we spend time weightlifting. And then, like I said, we do usually it's some type of speed training. We do a little bit of conditioning stuff, like being able to run over a little bit more distance. But a lot of what we do now is just focused on helping these kids get faster and more explosive and things like that. And it could be plyos, or it could be some type of like different plyometric sprint stuff that we do, or drills that we work on. But it's all focused on, you know, being more explosive, being more athletic, and helping these kids be the best athletes they can be.
The Raiders Express strength and conditioning program isn't exactly sport-specific, which actually is a good thing, as Hastings always tries to have multi-sport athletes participating throughout the year.
I will admit, most of it is more of being a total athlete. There's not a ton of sport-specific stuff that we do, simply because when you think about it, a lot of these kids are multi-sport athletes. They're doing stuff year-round. Even in the summer here, like, you got a kid who, let's say he plays baseball and basketball and football, right? So they come in, they have basketball from 7 to 9, they're in the weight room from 9 to 11, and then they go on, you know, whatever particular night it is, they have a baseball game, and then they have basketball league at Stillwater. Like, these kids are doing so many different things these days, and I love it. I love that they're multi-sport athletes and doing all that, but, you know, it's hard then to put together a program that's specific for, you know, a soccer player or a baseball player or a basketball player or a football player, because they're doing so many different things and you want them to be successful at all of them. So we've kind of put together more of just general athletic strength and skills that we will help them be good at, you know, anything that they will be doing. And I think there's a lot to be said too about just being an overall good athlete, and then also being here with your friends and your teammates and things like that, and just working together and pushing each other and having fun together, because I think that's where, you know, some of the biggest gains are made, is just doing it with your teammates and not maybe, you know, doing this sport specific thing somewhere else by yourself, but just like working together and making it, you know, a team thing, a group thing, a program thing that makes our school better overall.